Jack Robinson is here. Good morning, Jack.
Morning, Steve.
Jack is editor of the Sacramento Business Journal, and on Fridays, we talk about the region's economic news. Lots of Kings news this week. We just learned this morning that California State Senate leader Daryl Steinberg is getting ready to introduce a bill that would speed up construction of a new downtown arena. Meanwhile, earlier in the week, we had the announcement of an architect for a new arena.
The company's called AECOM. It has a big local presence, but not a local company.
So is this bad news for Sacramento area companies who are hoping to get some of the work?
Depends on how you look at it. First of all, we need to point out that the design of this arena is really a critical factor. It's having a dramatic design is sort of central to the whole vision of a complex that will redefine Sacramento. AECOM is a logical choice. It's a global firm with a big presence here, has lots of experience with arenas. You remember the Bird's Nest from the 2008 Olympics in China, that was theirs. Barclays Center, more recently in Brooklyn, is theirs as well. So they've got a lot of experience with arenas, and they've been involved for years in the effort here in Sacramento to get an arena built. A lot of those conceptual drawings we've seen before are from AECOM.
And this is the second big out-of-town company to get a big piece of this project.
Right. Last month, Kings chose Turner Construction as the general contractor. That's another firm that's a very big firm based in New York City, but with a local presence here. They did a lot of the early work on the Sutter Medical Center, for example. So there will be a lot of pressure now, I think, on the Kings and these big companies to throw a lot of the rest of the work to local subcontractors. Mark Friedman, the Kings owner who's leading this project, has promised that the lion's share of work will go to local contractors. So that's what people will be expecting.
Affordable housing is an issue that was in the news this week. Specifically, who should pay for it?
This is a long part of really of the long-running debate over redevelopment. The governor and legislature a couple of years ago pulled the plug on redevelopment agencies, and nobody really has figured out yet how to pay for some of the things that they did. Now, this is important to the business community, to the construction sector, because in the last couple of years especially, affordable housing has provided a lot of work, and there are companies that specialize in it. But that money has dwindled now. And at the same time, market rate housing is coming back, especially multifamily housing.
So I'm trying to figure this out. Wouldn't more housing on the market mean lower rents? Why wouldn't that help with the affordable housing problem?
Yeah, it's a strong argument, and it is one that the builders have made, making the point that the marketplace will solve this problem if cities and counties would just make it easier for them to build. But affordable housing advocates say cities, it doesn't really work that way. The cities have to make sure that low-income families can pay for a place to live, and that takes money. Your reporter, Max Pringle, earlier this week reported that there's a debate over a bill that would allow cities to require builders to include affordable units in market rate projects. And there's another bill that would levy a fee on real estate sales to pay for affordable housing.
Well, hey, I wanted to ask you about something I saw in Midtown this week, or actually didn't see anymore. An apartment complex at 16th and P, it's been demolished. What's going on there?
This is a former motel-turned-apartment complex that was not very sightly that has now been flattened. And this is definitely not going to be an affordable project. Developer Bay Miri wants to build a six-story luxury apartment complex on the site. He plans a LEED Platinum mixed-use project that will include a lot of amenities, my favorite being the dog washing station. It's right on Fremont Park, and this is a neighborhood that's been moving up for years, so I think it's got all the hallmarks of a successful project.
Well, on another side of town, people driving along Fair Oaks Boulevard near Howe Avenue may have noticed that the former Borders bookstore is being turned into a grocery store.
The Borders next to Pavilions, and it's being taken over by Fresh Market, which is a chain new to the area, but it's expanding aggressively here. You know, I mentioned last week that the grocery business has been turned upside down, and this is sort of an example of what I mean. The Fresh Market and other sort of upscale brands are stealing business from the mainline grocery stores, sort of on the upper end. And on the lower end, stores like Food Max and Walmart and other discounters are really aggressively pressuring them on the lower end. So most of these competitors on both sides are non-union. So you can see why Safeway and Raley's and the like are really under heavy pressure right now.
Well, this week you guys published your annual list of Sacramento's fastest growing companies. Who's number one?
First, let me say that the top five are not necessarily well known. Now, some of them are pretty small. Number one is a company called Nicholas Pension Consultants with just 30 employees and about $3 million in revenue. But it's posted a gain in revenue gain over 3 years of 650%, which is pretty impressive. The company, though, that struck me as really notable is Envision Pharmaceuticals. It was number six on the list. It's a benefit management company in El Dorado Hills, and we've talked about it before. But its revenue is grown 287%, which is pretty amazing, but the total dollars is even more impressive. It's a $3 billion company, and it's really just another illustration of how powerful the health industry is here in Sacramento.
Jack, thanks.
You're welcome, Steve.
Jack Robinson is editor of the Sacramento Business Journal. We talk Friday mornings about the region's economic news, and you can hear previous business roundups at capradio.org/business. I'm Steve Milne, Capital Public Radio News.